Let us take the Word of God this morning and let us go, if you would please, to the very heart of the Bible in Psalm chapter number 23. Psalm chapter 23. And I believe the Lord has led me on this morning, right after a revival services that we've had, to bring to you Psalm chapter 23. In just a moment, I want to preach to you on the paths of righteousness. I believe this week that God did something in our hearts. In fact, I would have to say that in the time that I've been here, almost it'll be 8 years coming up in the end of November, the beginning of December, that we've been here at Grace Baptist Church. But during that time period, you know, a pastor brings in different people to preach and to minister and to help. And I don't know that I brought in someone quite like Brother Van Gelderen that ministered to our church in a special way. God used him in a great way. But what do we do with all that we have heard? What do we do with last Sunday? Sunday morning was on prayer, great service. Sunday night was on a life of liberty. And all the way through, God dealing with us and speaking to our hearts. I want to remind you that we have a heavenly shepherd this morning. He shepherds you and me. Folks, we are sheep today. Everyone here, under the sound of my voice, you're either saved sheep or you are lost sheep. But nevertheless, you are sheep. On the day that I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior, at the age of 17 in Knoxville, Tennessee, I placed my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and I became one of God's saved sheep. And he has been shepherding me all of my life. Well, folks, as we think about all of the messages that we heard and what God did in our hearts, I know sometimes it can be almost so consuming that we think, where do we start? Well, let me say this to you. God has already started the work in your life. It's not that we began a good work. God began a good work in us. He is the one that wills and to do of his good pleasure in each and every one of us. But today I want to remind you that our shepherd leads us on the paths of righteousness. And the great question that I have for you today is, will you follow your shepherd? Will you let him lead you? Let's look in Psalm chapter 23 and let's begin, if you would please, in verse number 1. Let's go ahead and read the entire chapter together. And I pray that God will help us in a special way. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to notice back as David, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, is writing Psalm chapter 23. And I want you to know that David is an older man at the writing of Psalm 23. David has gone through lots of valleys and lots of trials and lots of difficulties. David has defeated the giant Goliath, but David has fallen when his sin with Bathsheba. David has gone through a lot. His own son, Absalom, turned his back upon his dad and took the kingdom from him. And David has seen a lot. And at the end of his life, David says this, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, I love that term because, folks, may I say to you, the word shepherd there is the same word that God uses for a pastor. And for me, it is very significant because for me, I can say the Lord is my pastor. And by the way, all of us here today, the Lord is your pastor. He is your shepherd. He is the one that is guiding us and directing our path. And where is he leading us? To the paths of righteousness. Now, we could talk a lot this morning about sheep. We could talk about the different things about them. But you know something? God made sheep on purpose, and He made them in the likeness of us, in the sense that the Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. God compares us to sheep. Do you know that sheep have no sense of direction whatsoever? Now, I know some of you ladies think that's just your husband when he's driving, all right? But that's not what I'm saying here today. Do you know that sheep have no sense of direction? Sheep, when they get dirty, cannot cleanse themselves like other animals can cleanse themselves. When sheep get sick, they cannot get better on their own. Sheep have to have a shepherd. Do you know that sheep will die without a shepherd? Sheep will go astray. Sheep will be destroyed. They will never be led to the still waters. Sheep have to have a shepherd. And David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The emphasis there is, I don't lack anything because God is my shepherd. And he goes on to say, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Do you know that sheep don't know how to find green pastures on their own? They won't. In fact, sheep have been known to eat things that will kill them because they don't know how to find green pastures. In fact, sheep have to be led to still waters. Why does David use that term? Because you know that sheep will not drink water from something that is flowing and moving. They have to have still waters. David is saying, God knows me, and he knows you and me. He understands us. He reads on and he says this, "He restoreth my soul." Have you ever needed your soul to be restored? The word restore there means to be brought back to its original condition. I have seen men that have restored vehicles before, and they're beautiful. And the paint job and everything, and it's got all the original parts, and everything looks great, and it is a beauty to have it restored. Well, there are times in life when the devil attacks us, when we go through valleys and trials, and things are not as they should be in our life, and God wants to restore our souls. David said, "I know what it's like for God to restore my soul." And then he says, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Now, what is David talking about here? Number one, I want you to notice here today, as we think of the paths of righteousness, number one, the shepherd has a plan. He has a plan for our lives. Folks, today, can I tell you that every man, woman, boy, and girl here today, there is a God in heaven who has a plan for your life. Now, you know what sometimes we think? We think that the plan is somewhere way out there, that God has a plan for us, and one day we might find God's plan. No, God's plan is for today. Did you know that? God's plan is in this service. God's plan is in this afternoon. God has a plan for every step of our lives. He knows exactly the right path for us to take. He knows the plan for your life. Sheep, they do not know the plan. They do not know the right path to take. The shepherd must lead them. May I say to you that the shepherd, our heavenly shepherd, is conscious at all times of the needs of the sheep. Where they need to go, what they need to eat, what they need to drink. His life, the shepherd, is given to the sheep. In fact, the Bible says that the shepherd, the good shepherd, giveth his life for the sheep. Do you know that we have a good shepherd this morning? He is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his life for you and me on the cross of Calvary. But brethren, he did not stop there. He gives his life for the sheep each and every day. So the shepherd, he knows where to take the sheep. He knows where to feed them. He knows where to have them to lie down. And you know something? I believe that so often the sheep think, where is the shepherd taking us? Have you ever thought in your life that, what is God doing? Why is God allowing this? And why has God brought me to this path? This is not a plan that I would have chosen. But it is a plan that God has chosen for us. You see, the real struggle this morning, the real struggle is simply allowing God to lead us in our life and admitting that we have sometimes lost our way. I'm not going to have you raise your hand, but because this would be humiliating for most of us men. But have you ever gotten lost out driving somewhere before? I'm not going to have you raise your hand, but I think all of us have had that happen. I know some of the young people don't understand how we could get lost because we didn't have GPS years ago, you know? And my children, they're like, "Dad, how did you get around?" We used maps to get around, you know? And what's a map, you know? And well, it's something, you can find it in a museum someday, all right? And it's there. But I can remember before I would leave somewhere, getting the atlas out or getting, you know, a map and having it and holding it the whole time and making sure I stayed on course. I remember years ago, I mean, this was when I went to see my wife. We were done with college, I believe, and we were getting premarital counseling with her pastor in Georgia, and I went to go see her one time, and we went to see her pastor and spend time with him, and I spent time with her and her family, and I left late that night, later than I should have left, and my dad and mom said, "You need to be home this time," and I mean, I was driving from Atlanta, Georgia to Knoxville, Tennessee. And man, I was just praising the Lord, driving down the road, not paying close attention. Next thing I knew it, I was on my way to Savannah, Georgia, you know? Well, let me tell you something. That's the wrong way to get to Knoxville, right? It's not the right path. And I remember calling my dad and saying, "Dad, I have no clue where I'm at," you know? And, that night I had to drive to Cleveland, Tennessee, where my sister was and her husband, and spent the night there and all that. But you know something? It is easy at times to get lost on our way. Well, even in our spiritual journey, there are times when we get lost, and the heavenly shepherd has a plan for our life. But the real struggle is admitting that we need our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, to lead us and to guide us in our path. But the truth is, we must be willing to be led. Can I ask you something today? On the very after we come off of this great week of God dealing with us and speaking to our hearts, are you willing to let the Lord Jesus Christ lead you in your life? You see, all of us have a will that has to be broken. And by the way, it just doesn't have to be broken once. It has to be broken constantly. Where we die to self and we yield to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, "God, I will do what you want me to do. I will follow you." It is so often that we as sheep, we get ahead of the shepherd, do we not? And sometimes we think that we can do so much better for ourselves than Jesus Christ can do for us. And when that happens, can I tell you what we do? We lose our way. It seems that it takes time for us to learn one of the greatest lessons of all, and that is this, that the place of usefulness and the place of blessedness is in following the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I ask you a question this morning? Are you following Jesus Christ? You say, "Well, Pastor, of course I'm following Jesus. I'm here at church." Well, I'm so thankful that you're here today, but just because you're sitting in a pew does not mean that you're following Jesus Christ with your life. You see, the Lord wants to lead us every step of the way. He wants to lead us in what we look at with our eyes. He wants to lead us in what we listen to with our ears. He wants to lead us in the type of entertainment that we are involved in. He wants to lead us in our friendships. He wants to lead us every step of the way. God wants to guide us. But when we resist Him, let me tell you this, the Lord does not force us to follow Him. In fact, do you know that the shepherd does not drive the sheep? He leads the sheep. And so often we think, "Well, God, go ahead, make me do it, and I'll do it." The Lord doesn't work in our lives that way. The shepherd has a plan for us, and the plan is to lead us on the paths of righteousness. By the way, our heavenly shepherd knows about every tomorrow that you and I will ever have. He's already been in our tomorrow. He knows it. He's been in our future. And the natural tendency of your heart and my heart is that we don't want to follow the shepherd. We want to go our own way, and that way leads us astray. You see, we don't want to be led in the paths of righteousness sometimes. We prefer to turn to our own way, even though it may lead to destruction. Do you know that going your own way will always lead to destruction? Every time. In fact, the Bible says that pride goeth before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. Brethren, when we have a haughty spirit, when we are not listening to the leading of the Lord in our life, we are not allowing Him to guide us. By the way, you may say, well, Pastor, how do I let the Lord guide me? Well, God has given us His Word. And brethren, every day we should be in the Word of God, asking God to guide us and to give us direction and to teach us how we are to live here on this earth. And then we spend time in prayer. And in prayer, we declare our dependence upon God. I believe it's through prayer that we submit to God and we surrender to Him. Did you tell the Lord this morning, God, I give you this day. Lord, I will obey you today. Well, I'm thankful that you're here today, because that's a sign that you are submitting to God and obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. But what about tomorrow? And what about at work next week? And are we going to let the Lord lead us? The shepherd has a plan. By the way, so many people do not want to let the Lord lead them. Broken homes and broken hearts and distorted lives remind us everywhere of men and women who have gone their own way. Do you know that left your own way, you will self-destruct? Now, we have all lots of little kids around our church here. And little ones, Titus Carpenter, just a little guy, starting to walk pretty good and all that. And he likes me. You know why he likes me? Because when I hold him, he points. And you know what I do? I just go wherever he tells me to go, you know? That's a good pastor for him, you know? And this morning I was holding him out in the foyer. And he pointed to go back outside. He wanted to go outside. And I said, you know what we could do? We could just get a water hose and fill up all that mud out there, that dirt, and let him just play in it all he wants to, you know? But let me tell you something. That little boy does not know what is best for his life. That's why God gave him parents. You know something? If we just said, you know what, Titus, let's just let him have his own way and let him walk out into the parking lot. He can walk out there. He can go wherever he wants to go. You know what would happen? If he gets his own way, it will destroy him. Well, God knows that we all have that same heart in us. A heart that we want our own way. And by the way, sometimes we can pray even wanting our own way. I remember years ago something that I wanted for my own life. And you know something? I prayed and I really thought that this is what God wants. But the truth is, I was just praying amiss. The Bible says, ye have not because ye ask not, but also ye have not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. Man, there's been many times that I prayed amiss. I have prayed for my own self. I wanted something for me. And when God had to show me that my will was not broken before Him. Brethren, when we come to pray about something to God, you know where we must come to place? The place to where we have no will of our own. We surrender our will to Almighty God. Why? Because we're letting the shepherd lead us. You know what we want to do in our own nature? We want to lead the shepherd. We want to say, God, this is it. This is what I want, Lord. I've got it all figured out. And Lord, this is what I want you to do. And I'm going to pray about it to get peace about it. And Lord, this is it. No, wait a minute. Are we letting the shepherd lead us? Are we letting God guide us? The shepherd has a plan. In fact, the good shepherd says to us, whosoever will come after me, in Mark chapter 8, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You know what we think sometimes? Well, of course, Pastor, I want to follow Jesus Christ. But Jesus put it to the test. In fact, in Mark chapter number 8, when men said, Lord, we'll follow you and we'll do whatever you want, Jesus said, well, let me ask you, are you willing to pay the price to follow me? And he said, whosoever will come after me. You want to follow me? Let him deny himself. First and foremost, we must deny self. Now, brethren, that is where the great struggle is denying self. It is saying yes to Jesus, but no to ourselves. It is yielding our rights and our will to Almighty God. It is saying, God, I want your will to be done. And look here. I've been a Christian for many years. I've been a pastor only for 8 years. But I'm going to tell you this. This is the struggle in all of our hearts. It's the struggle in my heart when we surrender our will to God, because the shepherd has a plan. You see, most of us don't want to deny ourselves. We don't. In fact, we don't want to give up our right to make our own decisions in life. We don't want to follow, and we don't want to be led. We know this morning that the shepherd has a plan. Will you follow God's plan for your life? I don't know about you, but there have been things that I have prayed for in my life that I'm glad God didn't answer those prayers. Because God has shown me later on that that was a very selfish prayer. And if God had given me what I wanted, it would have been the worst thing for me in my life. The shepherd has a plan. As I talked about earlier, sheep have no sense of direction. When they are lost, they cannot find their way. They need someone to lead them. I said, when they are dirty, they have no means to cleanse themselves. Someone else must cleanse them. And folks, this morning, like sheep, we cannot find the right path when we have turned to our own way. Do you know something this morning? That truly, without the Lord Jesus Christ, we are blind. We don't even know the right path to take. We don't know the right step to take. We are sheep. We need a shepherd. And when we submit our will to our heavenly shepherd, when we say, Lord, I will go wherever you want me to go. I will do whatever you want me to do. And God, I will give up whatever you want me to give up. And by the way, sometimes we think it's something very minor. Years ago, F.B. Meyer, who was a great preacher of years gone by, and God used him, and some of my favorite books to read are by F.B. Meyer. And F.B. Meyer was in his room, and he was praying, and he was troubled in his heart. There was unrest in his soul. And he said to the Lord, he said, God, something is not right in my life. And the Lord began to deal with him, and he said, Lord, I surrender to you right now. I yield to you everything. And then in that moment, the Holy Spirit spoke to his heart and said to him, not verbally as I'm talking, but spoke to his heart and said, have you given up everything? And the Holy Spirit began to put his finger on things in his heart that he had not given up to God. And F.B. Meyer put it this way. He said it was almost as if God held his hand out and said, F.B., give me all the keys to every door in your heart. And F.B. Meyer said that in his mind, he reached into his pocket to grab the keys, and he reached to give them to the Lord Jesus, but he held back one key to one door that he did not want the Lord to have. And the Lord said, unless you give me all the keys, then your life will not be blessed and used. And F.B. Meyer said that he cried out to God and said, Lord, I cannot give it to you, but God, will you take it from me now? And in that moment, he had victory. And his life as a preacher and as a Christian was blessed from that day forward because, you know what he did? He gave himself to Jesus Christ fully. You know, the truth is, today, as I'm standing here, I do not know you, in the sense, I don't know what's in your heart. But I know this, I know that there are doors in every one of our lives that we do not want to give the keys to God to. We want to hold on to that door. Lord, we want to keep this door closed. And this door is for me. But folks, today, the shepherd has a plan. The shepherd knows what is best for you. And if you will surrender your will to the Heavenly Father, if you will yield your rights to Him, I promise you today, He will guide you. Today, I need someone to show me the paths of righteousness. I cannot find them on my own. So often, I may be in a store, and I don't know if you're like me. I don't like to roam the whole entire store looking for one thing. Anybody ever like that right here? All right. And sometimes I will ask. Aren't you proud of me for asking for directions? And I will ask someone. I'll say, ma'am, sir, can you tell me where such and such is? This is what I don't like. Yeah, you go about 14 aisles over and three. And I'm like, I don't know where that is. But often and sometimes I'll have someone say, just follow me. And I will follow them. And you know what I've always said? I'd have never found this unless you had led me. Brethren, today, you know what the Lord, if you will come to Him and say, God, I don't know how to find the path of righteousness. I don't know the path of righteousness for my own personal life. I don't know the right path for my marriage. I don't know the right path for my children. I don't know the right path for my job. And God, I don't know the path of righteousness. Lord, will you lead me? I promise you, based on the authority of God's word, that if you will say, God, lead me, the Lord will lead you. He has a plan. And by the way, we think so often of the story throughout God's word of God leading His people. We think mostly of God leading His people out of Egyptian bondage. But do you know something? The very moment, right after God led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, you know what God led them to? The Red Sea. Now let me say this to you. That seemed like a mistake. In fact, Moses was the one who was following the Lord, and God led them. You know where the Red Sea was? It was a dead-end road. They couldn't go back. The army of Egypt was coming after them. They couldn't cross the Red Sea. But God parted the waters of the Red Sea. Now listen to me closely. There are times in your life and in my life when God leads us to a path that we would have never chosen for ourselves. He leads us to where we think, God, I would have never chosen this plan for my life. But God does it on purpose. In fact, the direction that God has for us is not our choice to make at times, but it is our choice to give our lives to God and to lead the leading up to Him. You know something, there are things that God has chosen for me in my path that I would have never chosen. There are certain ingredients of my life that I would have never asked for. But God does it on purpose. And by the way, Romans 8:28 is still true. And we know that He works all things together for good to them that love God. Brethren, God works all that together. He leads us on a path. Our shepherd knows and He has a plan. Number two, I want you to notice this. The shepherd has a place. Now, the place that the shepherd has chosen for us, what place is that? It is the paths of righteousness. Now, by the way, there's something that we must understand about sheep. Sheep have no direction. Sheep cannot take care of themselves. They are the only domestic animal that has to have someone else to care for it. Can I just tell you this? Your cat really doesn't need you, all right? I just want you to know that, okay? You ever heard of a feral cat before? In fact, a few years ago, we had a feral cat show up at our house. We have some woods behind our house, and a feral cat showed up there. And at the time, believe it or not, I know you're going to have a hard time believing this, but our kids had a little kitten at the time. This was years ago when we came here. Since then, I've gotten right with the Lord, all right? But our kids had a little kitten that someone had given them. I forget who gave them to them. Someone backslidden. But anyway, they gave them this cat, all right? Now, if that was you, I'm just kidding, all right? But anyway, but this feral cat came to our house and was like attacking that cat. Well, I was like, man. One of you is not going to live, all right? And so I went out there and I reached to get that cat, and that cat went crazy on me, bit me, scratched me, all of that. Well, then my wife was said, honey, you got to go to the doctor. I said, I'm not going to the doctor for this. But sure enough, I had to go to the doctor and get a tetanus shot because of that crazy cat. That's another reason I don't like cats, all right? And so, but anyway, can I just tell you this? I want you to listen to me very closely. As we think in our life about God's path, His place for us, the place of righteousness that God has for us. Now, we think about animals and we think about different things, and I was telling you that your cat really doesn't need you. Can I tell you this? Your cat can make it on its own. I mean, we had cats. Some of you have some barn cats. Now, that may have a purpose right there, all right? And they kill rats and they take care of themselves, and you don't really have to do anything for them. Dogs can take care of themselves, but sheep cannot take care of themselves. They will die without a shepherd. Brethren, we are sheep today. We think we've got all the answers. We think we can find the path of righteousness, but we cannot. Well, let me tell you what sheep do. Sheep are animals that they will go the same path all the time. In fact, they tell us that sheep walk the same path again and again and again, and it wears it down until it's nothing but a rut. Well, then after it becomes a rut and then it rains, water settles in that rut where the sheep have walked so many times. And because sheep are dirty animals and because they are not clean, in fact, they will get through that water. It's unsanitary and it becomes something that is bad for them. And because of that, sheep get disease. And things attach themselves, parasites, to their bodies. And the shepherd knows that he has to lead them on a different path. The shepherd knows that the place where you're walking now is not good for you. And it's become a rut. And it's become something that now is harming you. And brethren, can I tell you this? You and I, if left alone, if God left us alone and he brought no conviction to our heart, you know what we do? We just walk the same path the whole time. We do the same thing in our life, but the shepherd lovingly takes us from the path to where we have walked into a rut, and now it is unsanitary, and now it has become something that is hurting and harming us. He leads us to the paths of righteousness because the path that we are on is not good for us. But we resist it, do we not? Could you imagine the shepherd coming and saying, "Come on, get out of the path. It's dirty, it's unsanitary, it's full of disease and disgust. You've got to get out of the path." But maybe the sheep would say, "No, I like this path and I'm staying on this path." We would think that is so foolish, but when we resist where God is leading us in our lives, when we resist giving up something that the Lord wants us to yield to Him, do we do the same to God? We are foolish to disobey our heavenly shepherd. The shepherd chooses another path for them. And folks, this morning, what path is the shepherd choosing for you? I want you to know it's the path of righteousness. Sometimes when things are out of our control, when things that God has allowed into our life, we resist it. We don't want it. But oh, the heavenly shepherd, he not only has a plan, but he has a place for us. You see, our Lord has already seen the path. He knows the right path for us to take. He knows where it leads. We do not have to know the beginning from the end. We just need to know that we are following our heavenly shepherd. And folks, our Lord not only puts us on the path, but he enables us to stay on the path. You know, I've thought to myself as I think about the journey of serving the Lord, how are we going to stay on the path? It's Jesus Christ who keeps us on the path. He enables us. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I want you to take your Bibles, if you would, please, and let's go to Isaiah chapter number 40. And I want to show you something that I think is very important. And by the way, if you are on a path of righteousness this morning, then thank God for it. Jesus put you on that path. But don't get off the path. There are enemies off the paths of righteousness. Years ago, my parents used to always take us, many times in the fall and spring and summer, they would take us to a place called Cades Cove up in Tennessee. And there are paths that you can take around there. And there are signs posted on the path, "Stay on the path. Do not get off the path." And you know what we always ask? Well, why? Why should I not get off the path? Years ago, when I was a kid, and this was many years ago, there were some children who got off the path. You know something? They got in those woods and they got lost in those woods. And they believed that wild boars literally killed those kids. And they lost their lives because they got off the path. You know something? The Lord Jesus has put us on a path. Don't get off the path. Stay on the path that Jesus has led you to. Now, if the Lord says, here's this path, then we need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we get off the path, there are enemies off the paths of righteousness. The shepherd has a plan. He has a place. But number three, the shepherd has a purpose. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40, and I want to show you some things here. Let's begin, if you would please, in verse number 9. Isaiah 40, verse number 9. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Verse 10 of Isaiah 40. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. Look in verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. I love the analogy there of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. The Bible says that he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He feeds us. It goes on to say, he shall gather the lambs with his arms. The lambs, the ones that are too young to walk, he picks them up in his arms. And by the way, I believe there's many times in our lives when we are too wounded to walk, too hurt to go on, too discouraged to get on the path. And Lord, I just can't walk on the path anymore. And I believe it is then when we look to our Heavenly Father and we surrender to him and submit to him that he gathers us in his arms. Oh, listen, he is able. We read on here. Notice what the Bible says again there in verse 11. It says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. The ideal there is that he carries them close to his heart. He carries them near to him. When my children were very little, they're not little anymore. And my wife and I, we talk and we ask ourselves, where did the days go, you know, when they were little? But I remember so often them carrying them and holding them. And boy, they would bury their head right on my shoulder and just right next to my heart. And boy, it was comfortable there for them. It was safe there for them. Daddy has got his arms around them. Daddy is protecting them. There's rest there. So often they would fall asleep right here. Often when I was sitting on the couch and I would hold them and then next thing I know, they would be asleep. Brethren, can I say this to you? There is rest and peace in the bosom of our Heavenly Father. There is joy, there is gladness because he is watching out for us. He is leading us. There is a God in heaven this morning who cares for you. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know the sin. You don't know the things in my life that I've done. God does, and he still loves you. In fact, do you know that nothing alters the love of God for you and me? I mean, brethren, we could do great things and think God's really going to love me. No, nothing changes the love of God. His love is an unchanging, everlasting love that he has for you and me. Brethren, may I say to you the key today? The key is that he has a purpose. The purpose for our lives is not to make us great so that people will think great about us. He leadeth me beside the still waters, but he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Can I tell you today, I think so often there was a time in my life when I was just a young preacher. And I can remember saying to the Lord, God, I want you to use me in a great way. And I meant it as sincere as I could. But I also believe as I look back on that, that so much of that was with the wrong motive. Sometimes we want God to use us so others will think great of us. Or we want God to bless us with the measure of His blessing and power so that others can think great of us in our life. But the Lord is leading us on the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, so that He would be glorified. Can I ask you something today? Do you want the Lord to be glorified in your life? What about in your home? Can I ask you something? In your home, Dad, and in your home, Mother, can I ask you something? What do people think of the name of Jesus Christ because of your life? On the job site, what do people think of Jesus because of you? In church, what do people think of Jesus because of your life? It should be that through your life and my life, that people think great of our God because of what God has done in our life. Years ago, I heard the story, Dr. Lee Robertson, and of course he was the great pastor of a church there in Highland Park Baptist Church in Tennessee, of course. But Dr. Robertson, at a time in his life, he had a lot of deacons. And one of the deacons that he had in his church was a man that he at church, he lived one way, and on his job, he lived another way. And he was a boss. He was a foreman. And on his job, he cursed and he took the Lord's name in vain, and he dishonored God with the type of jokes that he told and all kinds of different things. And one day, someone began to witness to the men that were around him. He didn't witness to them because, obviously, of his testimony. And one of the men that was witness to said, "If the God of the boss is that God, I want nothing to do with that God." You see, can I tell you something? What do people think of our God because of you and me? You know, people cannot see God today, but they can see Him through our lives. And when we name the name of Jesus Christ and we do not live as God would have us to live, oh, brethren, we hurt the name of our Heavenly Father. You see, leading us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The Lord wants us to live and to walk in such a way that His name is lifted up. That people think well of Jesus Christ because of the way that we treat them and the way that we act towards them and the way that we are gracious and kind. I believe Christian people ought to be the kindest people around. I believe Christian people ought to be the people that put a day's work in for a day's pay. I believe that Christian people ought to be on time and we ought to have integrity and honesty and uprightness. You say, why? Because it's going to make the church look bad? No, because of the name of our God. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Can I ask you something today? Why does God often allow the painful things along our path? We think the path of righteousness is just all flowers and sunshine and everything is perfect. But brethren, that's not the path of righteousness. Now, there is blessings along the path. There is eternal reward at the end of the path. But may I say to you that God does allow things that are difficult, things that break us, things that crush us and make us weep. Why does God allow that on our path? So that as we deal with these circumstances, we will learn to trust Him. We will learn to depend upon Him. We will learn to rest upon Him. Brethren, do you know that if we never went through trials or difficulties, we would become so proud and so arrogant and so rebellious against our God? But because of the trials, because of the things along our path, we must depend upon our God. We must trust in Him. Oh, David, he was a shepherd. David was a good shepherd. He knew how to lead his sheep along the right paths. And David said, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Today, can I ask you something? Are you on the path of righteousness? You say, "Yes, I am, Pastor." Then I'll tell you this. You're only on the path because you're following the shepherd. Listen, you're not to follow a man. You're not to follow a movement. You're to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, "Pastor, how do we know Him?" We get in His Word. The Bible is God's book to you and me. It reveals God to us. It shows us the path that we are to take. Oh, today, I want to follow my heavenly shepherd. This morning, are you following him? Are you letting him lead you? And by the way, can I say this to you? If I were to ask someone, and I remember being a youth pastor for many years, and I remember so often the teens, we would be going somewhere. I took them on missions trips. And many times I would say, hey, stay with me, follow me. This is where we're going. You know something? When I was leading, I knew where we were going. In fact, many times I had been there before. I knew the right path to take. No, don't go that path. Stay on this path. And I think so often our heavenly shepherd says to us, don't take that path. I know where that path leads. I know the heartache that's going to lead you to. I know it. I see the path. And so often God says, please follow me. Follow me. Let me lead you on the paths of righteousness. Yes, there are trouble and trials. And yes, there is heartache along the path. But the heavenly shepherd will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's leading us today. He has a plan. He has a place. And he has a purpose. Today, are you following the heavenly shepherd? That's where we need to be. May God help us today. Would you bow your heads in prayer?